Hey guys, this week's artistic license is going to be a little bit different. Today would have been my grandparents' 63rd wedding anniversary. Last July, however, my grandfather passed away after a 5-year battle with lung cancer. Before that happened, while the family was on our annual June trip to Florida, I got an idea. I'd been podcasting for WGN in general for about 2 years, and this podcast was blossoming. A podcast from the grandkids seemed like an obvious gift. A year ago today, my grandma sat by my grandfather's hospital bed, and they listened to this audio together for the first time. It's not really about art, but it's about family and love. Our grandparents have been the best instructors in the art of love, if you will. So this next 6 minutes is for them.
How we started coming to Florida every spring to summer. It was January of 1985. Christina and I were visiting Grandma and Grandpa up in Marengo. The wind chill was 65 degrees below zero, and we're huddled there around the kitchen table trying to stay warm. Grandpa opens up the newspaper, and there's a full-page ad from United Airlines with airfares for the spring to South Florida. Right then and there, we decided that's what we were going to do. We called Aunt Lori, and she came over and got us a place in that beautiful Gulf Shores death trap place that we stayed in the first year, and the rest is history.
This is Christina. One of my favorite memories of Grandma when we were little was putting on her record player and running around the house and dancing to that old music. And with Grandpa, we always went fishing with him. And when I caught a little tiny fish, I thought it was something really, really big, and I was really excited about it.
This is little sis, aka Carissa, aka the favorite granddaughter of them all. I have such fond memories of just coming down to Florida every spring break or summer and just enjoying time with the family and everything. It's always something that I know that we all look forward to, and us grandkids all look forward to spending time with each other. But happy anniversary, and love you guys.
Okay, here it goes. I'm rolling down the window.
Hey, there's Bob. Hey, there's no words here.
Hey, it's Rachel, aka Spud, and one of my favorite grandpa memories is the fact that grandpa and my dad took me out for my very first time behind the wheel in Fairbury in the Cougar, and I still haven't run anybody over yet, so obviously they did a pretty good job teaching me. And one of my favorite grandma memories is her fresh squeezed orange juice. And the first time she made me chocolate oatmeal, and just all of the cooking, and especially the ice cream sundaes. I always think of grandma when I have ice cream now. Love you guys. Happy anniversary.
Hey, it's Ben. Some of my favorite memories about Grandma and Grandpa are these past 2 summers, being able to come down there and golfing for the first time, and also just like getting to like sit around and watch Jeopardy with everyone there. So thanks for having us, and happy anniversary, and I love you.
Bob, hey, let me roll down the window. Oh, crap. I don't want to roll down the window. I almost broke.
Oh. My favorite memories with Grandma and Grandpa are the small ones. Like, having dessert with Grandma almost every night, all of us kids would gather around, have ice cream. Just us kids. You know, that was really fun. Or whenever you get up, usually around noon, you're visiting Grandma and Grandpa in the always greet you with a really joyful, "There she is." Those little things meant a lot to me, and I'll always remember. So, I love you guys. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Grandma and Grandpa, it's Taylor. I just want to say happy anniversary, and thank you so much for always letting us calm down and visit you guys in Florida. Love you guys.
Hi, I'm Nathan, and my favorite memory of Grandma and Grandpa has two parts to it. The first is when Grandpa took me first out golfing. It was a great experience, and it really led me on the great path that I'm on today. My favorite part about it was the guidance and patience Grandpa had with me. I remember making my first long putt. Grandpa was the only one to see it other than me, and it was a great time by all. Next, my favorite memory of Grandma includes her long living tradition to put on her sunglasses whenever she's crying. She stopped it now, but it was funny while it lasted. It always let us know how much she cared and what a great grandmother she truly is. I love you so much, and I wish you all the best.
And we all agree that we love Grandpa's stories.
I sit next to this other parent, and everything that his kid did was criticized.
Aww.
Really, did viciously, you know. And so the kid was playing, I don't know, second base, yeah, second base. He made this beautiful, beautiful pickup, fun, and he threw the ball into the concession stand. So. And the guy said, "I'm speechless." And I said, "That's the best news I've heard tonight." He was furious.
Congratulations on another year of marriage. Grandma and Grandpa, you two have given us the best example of what love is, courage is, and what true faith in the Lord is. We know it hasn't been an easy year, but we've never felt stronger as a family unit. We love you so much. Happy anniversary, and we hope to see you soon.
Whenever I envision Grandpa, he is laughing. He was always a man of great joy through any situation. Grandpa Woodall inspired us all in a multitude of ways, in faith, in strength, in love. The ways we will carry him with us in our hearts are nearly endless. But his laughter, it was infectious. A few months ago, I was able to spend a week alone with my grandparents. On my last evening there, I was talking with Grandma, and she took me to Grandpa. She told him to tell me that favorite Spud story of his. Through fits of laughter, he told me this. One holiday evening, when I was 3 years old, Grandpa and I were alone in Barrington. We were sitting together, watching what Grandpa described as a beautiful performance of the Nutcracker on television. He said that I was staring at the TV for a long while before turning to him. "Grandpa, is this boring?" I asked. Through laughter, he told me, "No, this is beautiful. This is good stuff, Spud." Apparently, I said, "Okay," and returned to watching. All I'm saying is, the year after, I asked my mom if I could start ballet classes. Dancing became a huge part of my life for the next decade. I'll always wonder, now, if that moment had anything to do with it. After I left the house that week, my phone rang right as I arrived to the airport. It was Grandpa. He called to tell me how much he loved me and appreciated my visit. What a guy. How many women my age are looking for someone in their life to treat them like that? To call them right as they leave, to send a little extra, "I love you." Grandpa and Grandma together showed all of us how we deserve to be loved by another and how we should love each other. Finally, there are two quotes that I will always associate with Grandpa. One is a Bible verse, and one is from one of his favorite t-shirts.
I'll start with the shirt. It said, "Growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional." Grandpa showed us truly the importance of staying young, staying positive, and remaining joyful and strong in the Lord. The Bible verse comes from Philippians 1:3. He wrote it on a card to me once, and I've never forgotten it. "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." I think that goes for all of us. We thank God upon every remembrance of you, Grandpa. Every smile, laugh, encouraging word. We praise Him for your life. See you later. And I hope you still get Jeopardy up there in heaven.
I'm Rachel Woodall. Thanks for listening to Artistic License.